Welcome to Okay, See Over Easy. It's me.
It's me.
It's Anna.
It's me, Mallory, and my dear, dear, dear friend and colleague, Kaylee Henderson.
That means we're old when you say that I'm a colleague.
She's a colleague of mine. Literally, right?
Yeah, for real, we are.
So Kaylee and I have been friends for
8 years.
8 years. She first approached me in friendship, telling me that my haircut was
lopsided. It was.
But that was in 2008, wasn't it? Yes, it was. It was like the asymmetrical bob.
But it was a little bit too.
But it was, like too much.
You had like a good 8-inch difference.
I've always been a side part girl. And so the left side was a little bit longer. So I was like, all right, this is going to be good. But she said, yeah, I think you messed up on that one.
No, I didn't. I said, I just wanted to make sure that you knew. Because if you paid for that, I wanted to make sure that you knew that the girl forgot one whole side.
I did pay for it. And I think I even was like, yeah, we make it like a little asymmetrical. She's like, it's so in. It's so in.
No, I was looking out for you back
then. She's looking out for me then. She looks out for me now. I had to tell her today. I was like, I got really bad news. And she was like, what? And I was like, my eyebrow girl is moving to Norman.
I was about to send the girl like a casserole, a ham, and a plant.
I felt dead when I got that phone call. Because my eyebrow girl is like, my life has changed so much since I started tinting my eyebrows. So it's like, my eyebrow girl is very important to me. I've been with her for a year. First it was Lizzie, then it was Amy, and now it's Liz. And I've gone through like a lot of changes, you know?
It's like every time you go get your eyebrows done, you come back.
I'm
like from a date. Like, you're like, oh my God, I have to tell you all about her.
I'm serious. Like, and then I was texting her this morning, like, I don't know how to quit you. And she's like, come to Norman. I was like, okay.
It's like a date with a goodie bag, kind of.
It is.
Like a party favor. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
And I come to work and I'm like, hey guys, what's up? My eyebrows are done. Anyway, if you tuned into this wanting to know a grocery store, sorry.
We're talking about eyebrows.
For the first 4 minutes, but I just wanted to give a shout out to Liz. You're my girl, and I'll be visiting you in Norman. At least you didn't move to Texas or, like, stop doing eyebrows. That's all that really matters, so.
That would have been a true nightmare.
A true, true nightmare. But, yeah, she told me my hair was lopsided, and then we were friends from there.
Ever since.
Ever since. She was my little in sorority life. And then now we work together.
Yeah. And we sometimes, I don't know if you guys know this, but sometimes Mallory will call me at like 10:30 a.m. and be like, do you want to get a calzone? And I'm like, Mallory, they don't open until 11. So
I'm like, it'll give you 30 minutes to like get up and come over.
We've done that more than once.
No, more than once for sure.
More than twice, I think.
More than 8 times.
Okay.
So I'll always be like, all right, how many ranches do we need?
3.
3. For sure 3. So I had 3 ranches in my refrigerator when she came over. And she was like, have you been to Mazio's lately? I was like, well, I got it delivered.
Because there was no pizza. There's just like tubs of ranch. And zero pizzas.
A peek into the OKC Over Easy refrigerator. It's not on point right now, and I know that, but
no, because then you threw me off. I thought you went to Mazio's and was like, I want to get a salad.
And a then salad just bar. Got 3 ranches.
And you got 3 ranches and a to-go box of carrots.
Oh yeah. Because I had baby carrots and I put the baby carrots in the to-go box to like eat with the ranch, and she was like, why are there to-go carrots in here? I would not put that past me, though.
Like, I know. You're like, okay, I'm going to have the $4 salad, and I'm going to get ranch, and that's it.
Kaylee and I have, like, a strong bond when it comes to Mazio's Ranch. It's like, that's our dill.
We've had memories.
With the ranch?
With the ranch. With Mazio's. Without the ranch. I mean, there's memories.
We want to talk about it? Or?
Okay, when you say it, probably not. There are so many possibilities of what that could be, so probably no.
So we're going to be the judges today of Uptown Grocery versus Native Roots. Okay, so this one is a little bit different because Uptown Grocery did reach out to me via Twitter, and that was my dog acting like her bowl was empty. It's not. I just fed her. Anyway, Uptown Grocery did reach out to me. They said, I sent a tweet and I was like, if you guys want to organize a tour, like, let me know. So they sent me a DM and they said, hey, we would love to give you a tour. Like, what are you thinking? Do you want to record a podcast in our pub? I was like, I just want to, like, tour of it. You know, I didn't really expect anybody to respond to it. So since they're against Native Roots, I sent Native Roots a message and I said, hey, can you give us a tour? And they said, yeah, great. Come down. So we had our tour of town at 6 and our tour of Native Roots at 7. So
7:05.
Yeah. We'll get into the tours because it took it was going to be 20 minutes, but it ended up being about 50 minutes, which was good. I mean, they have a lot to talk about in Uptown Grocery for sure. But I guess should we just jump into like the tour experience?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we walk in, I see Kaylee. I go ask the lady for Bryce. They told me to ask for Bryce, and she got on the intercom at the grocery store. She's like, Bryce, please come to the front.
It was like Bryce was Mallory's lost kid.
It was, yeah, and, my kid was coming.
And so she was like, Bryce, come to the front. Bryce, come to the front. And so then Bryce, you know, being the lonely child that he was, came and found us.
Yeah, he came and found us. He was really nice. He was like, where's the rest of your group? Because we were going to have some other people, but they didn't end up getting to be there. And I was like, it's just us. And he's like, all right, well, let's start then.
But the cool thing about Bryce is that he loves his job.
Yes, absolutely.
And that I love about, yeah. Like, you could just tell, like, he wants to be there. So that makes me want to be there. Yeah. So from the start, I had a good first impression.
And he was very passionate about everything in the store, which... This is a brand new grocery store, and it has literally everything.
Everything.
You could want.
All of it.
Yes. There's a juice bar, a sushi bar.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs. I saw that. I didn't eat before this, and I was like...
I had a corn dog.
Yeah. I was, like, hangry. I saw, like, the chicken strips in there, like, in the hot bar, and I was like, what if I just grabbed that chicken strip? Like, I don't know. So he met us there and he was like, all right, let's start at the beginning. So he took us
outside.
Outside. Like out of the parking lot. And there were some huge floral arrangements, which I didn't really notice when I walked in.
No. I mean, I'm glad he took us outside, but he was like, I guess we'll start here.
He was like, take it in the grocery store. And I was there for it. I was like, I'm taking it in.
I did get a view of that really cool, like, mural type thing that said Uptown Grocery in the village or something. Yeah. That was really cool, and yeah. I walked right past that.
Yeah, and time. I did notice, did you notice on the sidewalk where it said God is good all the time?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have never noticed that. He didn't point it out, yeah, but I saw it.
Like,
yeah.
It was, like, almost under the flower pot.
Yes.
If you're there, it's the center flower pot.
Yeah. You got to look for it. Because it was, like, kind of, I'm like, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Like, obviously that's, like, their, you know, their values, like, the company's values. So I was like, but he didn't point it out. We just noticed it. So we went in, and then he was like, all right, well, we're just going to go clockwise?
Clockwise.
Did he say clockwise? Or
yeah, we're going to go clockwise.
So we start walking. He's telling us about the flowers. Are we going to tell, like, this part? Like, the good part?
Oh!
Like, the really good part?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you forget?
I didn't forget. I was just, I think I would, like, didn't know that it was already here. Okay.
This guy comes up to us, and, or he comes up to Bryce, and he's, like, pulls Bryce kind of away from us.
Aside, like, okay, he took him, like, a foot away from us.
And he was like, hey, is this?
Obviously, us being the listeners that we are, we stepped in.
I stepped in, and I heard, Bravo. So I was like, what? And he was like, no, what? And then he comes back and he's like, what's your organization's name? And I was like, okay, See Over Easy, it's a podcast. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, like, you're okay to be here. Like, we're on the list.
Yeah, or yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. And so I was like, what did he just say? Did he just say Bravo? Like, and Kaylee was
the way that you said it, actually. You said... You interrupted the guy, kind of, and you were like, Bravo! And he didn't answer you.
He just looked at me like...
And then they kept talking, and so then after that...
I was like...
You're like, hey, Bryce, did...
I was like, give us the juice goose? Like, he was like, we want to know. And he was like, well, there's like a lot of different organizations, you know, that come in. And he was just wondering if you were with the
cable channel. Cable Bravo.
I was like, yes,
of
I
course
am.
We are. Like, yes, of we course are. We are. Like, where did you think we came from? I will give
we
you
We was looking
all
cute, too.
I know. I was like, I will give you all of the details on The Real Housewives. Sit down and give me a donut.
That comes later. Okay, that comes okay. later. We were like, Joe Giudice is going. Like, he's going.
Yeah. Joe messed up.
He's really going.
Joe really messed up.
Teresa's back.
Teresa went and then now she's back.
Brooks did lie. Brooks did lie.
Yes.
But Vicky didn't know about it. She says she didn't know about it. She's trying to apologize. I don't know what's going on. But we were like, yes, we are with the cable TV show. That was like the highlight of like the entire
And we were
thing.
Like, okay. This was like maybe 2 minutes into like us walking back into the store from the parking lot. So that was exciting because I didn't know that I looked like somebody from Bravo.
Now I do. So how are we gonna do this?
I don't know how to act really, like around other people. No. Like, I just don't know like who. I kind of don't know who I am anymore. Because it's like, so I didn't true. Know I was from Bravo, but I am.
Now we are from Bravo. Like, we are definitely from Bravo.
I need
like,
a clipboard.
Oh, no. So after that, I was like not paying attention to the dessert case. Like, he was showing us like whatever. Amy just licked.
She licked my armpit.
Amy just licked Kaylee's armpit. She looking cute though. Amy's my dog.
not a human.
So then we're walking through the pastry bakery area. He really didn't even touch on, like, I know a lot of people get cakes there, like wedding yeah. cakes, and like I've gotten birthday cakes there before. He didn't really touch on that, but he was showing us like the baked goods and then the self-serve donut thing. I didn't want to be like,
he was very proud of that, but I feel like he doesn't buy a lot of donuts.
Yeah. So he's like, do you have a favorite type of donut? And I was like, yeah, oh. I like donuts, but like tomorrow I'm going to get a donut. So
I know, but in my head I'm like, chocolate sprinkle Long John, that was like a unicorn of donuts. They don't ever put sprinkles on Long Johns. Do you understand what you were looking at?
No.
I know.
I'm sorry. Like, I have said before, like, donuts aren't my favorite thing, but I eat them. Anyway, he was like, do you have a favorite donut? I was like, no. And he was like, well, if you want a donut, when you leave, you can take one.
And then you get arrested. Like,
yeah. Yes, I know. I was like, I feel like one of those people that drinks the water bottle, like, before they leave.
Before you check out.
And then they put it on there. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I ate, like, yesterday in Aldi, I ate a cherry.
Before you left? That's, like, actually stealing.
No, it's not.
You haven't bought it yet.
I paid for the thing. I paid for it, though.
But did you buy it yet?
I bought it. It's in the refrigerator.
No, I know, but before you ate it, you hadn't bought it yet.
You gotta taste it. What if it tastes bad?
I know, but, like, stealing a Slurpee, like, I read an article once.
Okay, it wasn't a Slurpee.
Got arrested for stealing sips out of a Slurpee. It's real. No, I swear to you, I will send it to you. It's, like, on BuzzFeed and stuff. Okay. I read it on the internet.
Don't call me a BuzzFeed.
Don't call me a BuzzFeed. No, it's on the internet.
Anyway, he said if we wanted a donut, we could take one, but I was, like, too scared.
We declined.
He did give us, we took us to the cheese area and gave us a sample of blueberry cobbler cheese, which is really good.
I didn't know you would put blueberries in cheese.
I like fruit and cheese together.
No, I liked it. It was good. I just didn't know what they were handing me, so I didn't know that it was going
to
be sweet.
There's so much to Uptown Grocery that, like, if you don't get a tour, you could probably miss some of it.
I absolutely have missed, like,
All of it. Because I don't really shop there.
No, yeah, I don't.
I think I had gone in there one time. I've gone to the pub, like, more than once. The upstairs
I didn't even know that was there until I went today and knew that I should, like, okay, like, soak everything in.
Yeah.
Like, see what all
it's
there is.
It's a destination, is what he said.
That's what he said. It's a destination.
You could bring all your friends and family and have a great time here.
Yeah. They rent out the
pub area.
The pub
what
for
if I
parties.
Had my birthday there? Would that be fun?
And they do cooking classes up there.
And there's, like, so much that he was going into that you're like, oh, my God. Okay, so then, like, once we got away from the cheese, there's like a computer screen that you can order like your sliced meat, you can order some sushi, you can order a wheatgrass shot, you can order everything on this like little computer, and then
it like spits a ticket to the deli or wherever you ordered it from, and then you go pick it up.
Yeah.
So you can like order, nobody likes to stand at the deli counter. So you order your meat and then go shop for all your other stuff and come back and pick up your meat.
Yeah. It's like, it makes me want to like not do like the bargain stuff and like actually like save my money and like go there and like do a whole thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, that totally makes sense. It's like it is like an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that it was supposed to be that. Because I would just go in there and buy whatever I needed to and then leave.
Yeah. So he also said that, like, I asked him because I've seen, like, vegetable butchers before. Like, I've heard of, like, Whole Foods having, like, a counter that you go and you take your onion and you're like, I need this dice. And they'll, like, dice it for you and package it up. He said that they do that. They don't really have, like, a counter or whatever that does it. But if you request it, then they'll, like, help you. They, like, want to... They want the customer to, like, feel like they're helping them or whatever. But he did say that they grill any meat that you want.
Yeah, you can buy... Okay, so they have, like, pre-packaged and, like, pre-made kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your kebab to the...
The walk area?
Where the walk station is. And they'll cook it for you. And they'll do, like... They do burgers.
Yeah.
If you want, like,
And they do it at no charge.
Yeah, it's free. It's included.
See, that's really cool. I like that. Yeah. But it's, like... Would you do that?
If I was hungry. Like, you know when you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh, I'm going to buy everything because I'm starving.
I have said it multiple times. If I am at the grocery store and I'm hungry and I'm in the cereal aisle, I'm like, every single cereal looks good.
I need five boxes of Lucky Charms.
I don't need cereal. I don't need cereal that much. So it's like, I do have some mini wheats, but, you know.
Family size
mini wheats.
It's okay.
But it's like, I don't need it that much. But so if I'm in the... But yes, you get your meal, and then you go grocery shopping. Like, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
A sushi bar. There's, like, a sushi bar in there.
And you could go sit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
They have a salad bar, a hot bar, a walk area.
Panini station.
Pizza station.
Any olive that you would ever need.
I don't like olives. I hate olives so much. I was, like, disgusted by that area.
Yeah.
But it was $9.99 a pound. Okay, so Whole Foods for their, like, sometimes when I get, like, the hot bar at Whole Foods, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, because really? You're like, I just paid $47 for, like, a mashed potato. And
it's like $14. Yeah. You know, and I put a couple hard-boiled eggs in there, and it's, like, $14. I'm like, I could have gotten a nice-ass brunch with this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, but it's $8.49, I think, a pound. And he was like, you really need to stock up the noodles because they're, like, the lightest.
He was giving us hints.
That's a good life hack right there. He was like, don't put a bunch of pieces of chicken in there.
Yeah, he was like, fried chicken is heavy. He was helping us a lot.
So I got to talk to, like, all the employees that were working behind the – and it was, like, a major operation, you know? Like, all the employees that were doing the walk bar, the pizza place, you know, all that type of stuff it was really cool.
That's, like, where they were, like, stationed to be. So, like, the guy at the walk station, like, that was his, like...
Domain.
He knew everything that he would possibly need to know about where he was. And we got to taste the wheatgrass shot.
So, I had a small piece of cheese and a wheatgrass shot, and I was, like, dying. Because I didn't eat anything. I was trying to get out of here, and I was, like, trying on my swimsuits I just bought. Like,
I had a hot dog, or corn dog.
Ooh. What else you got?
Cheez-Its.
Ugh. Cheez-Its are so good.
Honestly, I eat like a five-year-old, but...
Cheez-Its and shit.
Cheez-Its and shit.
I'm splurging today. Shout out to Bryce for showing me that video. You have to have a shout out. He has to have a shout out in every single episode.
Yeah, that was the best YouTube video that I have ever seen.
It's so good. If you guys want to watch it, it's like Chris Brown is in the title, but he's not in the video. It's like a 60-second video of Drake and Nicki Minaj
in a gas station
buying snacks. And it is like the best video.
They got some Nutella dipsticks.
She was like, oh, they got Nutella dipsticks? I'm splurging today. And he's like, you want something? Your friend wants something? It's like this random girl. And she's like, oh, you gotta like that, Daddy? It's good. You guys, that's like a whole video. We've already like said the whole thing.
Oh, but we ruined it.
But please go watch it if you do anything. Anyway, Bryce could have talked for hours.
Yeah, for sure. And because, well, that's like such a big story and there were so many things to talk about.
Yeah. One of the other cool things was they're not freezer bins, but they're like refrigerated bins, you know, kind of by the frozen.
Oh, he called them caskets.
Yeah. That's like the grocery store slang, if you guys didn't know. And they're like, you push up on the glass and get your stuff out instead of just like reaching in like you would do at like Crest. But yeah.
Yeah.
They focus a lot on like the pre-made stuff, like the pre-chopped whatever. And I think I have like figured out in the few things that I've done so far, this is only the second one that we're recording, is like I like to do that stuff myself, but not everybody does. So it's like if you want to pay for convenience.
I have bought
stuff like that.
I have bought pre-chopped onions because I don't like to cry.
Oh my god, just call me and I can do that.
I bought a chopper after that, but I just don't want to tear up. Like it's so inconvenient. I have to have, like,
the pre-made stuff is like, it is very, very convenient, but it's not me. So sometimes I have a hard time understanding that. I do buy pre-made. Shout out to Whole Foods, like, rest in peace. Like, you didn't make it. But I have bought, like, their mango salsa before or, like, their pico de gallo because it's, like, so fresh. But I also like making it myself.
Yeah.
So, but they focus a lot on that, which is a pro for the people that don't like to cook, really. But they still want to eat healthy, you know. Right. So I think
unhealthy
stuff. Monster hoagies?
No.
So I stole it and put it on my mood board.
Wait, you stole the picture of it?
I stole the little thing that said monster hoagies.
How did you do that?
Because I'm a sneaky bitch.
That's what Mike calls me all the time. I saw that
and I was like, monster hoagies? Are you kidding me? That's iconic.
What restaurant or what grocery store was it? I'll bleep.
Yeah, I was so nervous. I thought every single employee was like staring at me for taking this tiny
little
sign.
They don't give
not
flying. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that's one of the worst places to grocery shop for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
What are your least favorite places to go?
I go there. It's close to where
I
live.
I'm gonna bleep that.
What?
I'm gonna bleep every time you say.
I go there, but it's like, it's just because it's close and kind of convenient, and they're open late, and they sell Talenti. So
okay.
That's all I grocery shop for.
But that's what you can get at Crest.
You're right. You're right. But there's not one close to me.
I know. And the best one is the Southside one.
Yeah.
And the Norman one. Mm. So I get my eyebrows done in Norman, and last time I went to Norman, I went to the Crest afterwards.
Yes.
I got a little can of wine, and I just like took the drive home.
Oh,
like I went grocery shopping, and then I got that little can. Don't arrest me, people.
If any police are listening to this, do not arrest her. Or I will
there
call the police.
There is not one police officer listening to this podcast at all.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I don't have like a... I think that Homeland is a little overrated. Mm-hmm. I feel like their deals aren't that good.
Yeah.
Target put that
sucks.
Target sucks, yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart sucks. No, Walmart sucks. Okay. Because listen, the only one that's open 24 hours now is the one on Northwest Expressway. The rest of them close at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go grocery shopping when no one else is there, just like you do
at
Winco.
That's when you gotta go to Winco.
But like,
and I'm so bad at Winco because it says no sampling, but I have my hands in there. Like, it is so bad.
Yeah,
I'm like, sure. I gotta... chocolate covered pretzel.
Yes.
I got some maple covered peanuts.
You gotta know if it's good.
Yeah, I gotta taste it.
Listen, I'm only making wise investments based on
experience. In 2019.
Yeah.
The other thing about Winco is it's like for doomsday preppers. Did you know this?
No.
Okay, so like there's a section.
It makes sense.
For food storage, like big tubs and like dehydrated food. There's like a whole section for it.
Oh, my goodness.
I live for it. It's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so we're going to skip the new restaurant review because we sat here for like a good 3 minutes and we're like, we haven't been to any new restaurants. We were going to talk about Oso, but neither of us have been.
But it is crazy. I literally had not heard of it.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks ago, it blew up everywhere on all of my timelines.
Wow.
So I've heard really, really, really good reviews, but I haven't tried it personally.
Okay, I haven't tried it either. I did have like a taco from them at the Coop party, but I don't. That's not like eating there, you know.
Sure.
So we're gonna skip that this time, and we're gonna talk about our stint at the mall.
Okay.
So I worked at Penn Square Mall in 2010. Did I tell you this?
No.
Can you guess where I worked? I worked there for a year and a half.
A year and a half,
mm-hmm.
Penn Square Mall, mm-hmm. 2010, 2011. Okay, give me like a category of what kind of store it is.
Food.
You worked at Godiva?
Mm-mm.
Like, did you work at, like, in the food
three
court?
Three guesses. You get three guesses.
I get three guesses. Okay, it's not Godiva.
It's not Godiva.
Chick-fil-A?
No.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
No, not
is
Chick-fil-A.
Is it in the food court?
No.
Okay. Starbucks?
No. But let's talk about that Starbucks. That Starbucks is crazy.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
To get anything.
Literally, if you're not calling ahead, don't.
Don't do
please.
It. I worked at Pepperoni Grill.
Pepperoni Grill?
As a server.
What? For a year and a half? Who are you?
I didn't have a job.
Well, like, you did have a job.
I graduated college and I didn't have a job. Gotcha. So I worked there part-time and then I worked at the university part-time too. Nice. So, Pepperoni
also,
Grill.
Let's talk about how we were both on our university's homecoming court.
Yeah.
Neither of us won. We should have.
That was a bond that we had.
We're starting our own university, though.
Yeah. So, and we're going to be homecoming king and queen.
Yeah. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, I worked at Pepperoni Grill and it was great. I gained so much weight for you. Oh my God. And I'm probably like back at the weight that I was when I worked there, but I have eaten less bread. Like, I ate, you got the bread for free and the soup.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was I just turned 21. So they let me do like one time they put me behind the bar and like I couldn't do. This guy was like, I need a shot of tequila. I need it quick because I'm like, my wife's like in the bathroom. I was like, what? There was one lady that used to come in about once every 2 weeks, and she would go shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she was filthy rich. And I guess she didn't have a job or, like, she was bored. She would go shopping. She'd bring all her bags in, and then she would get so hammered at the Pepperoni Grill bar. Oh, my God. I loved when she came in. It was so entertaining. And she would – I wonder where she is now. Like, sometimes I think about her. She would.
She's living my best life.
One time, she was just giving out $20 bills. And
shut.
My friend Sean was like, he was like, you need to go over there. And she gave me a $20 bill. She's like, you work so hard. That was like the biggest tip I ever got there.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And he was like, I got three of them. So he just got like $60 from her. But I had a really good time working there. So when I went back this holiday season, I was like, okay, I'm back. Also wearing all black, you know, and an apron, like feeling good.
Yes.
So you worked there last holiday season?
So no, I worked there holiday 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I stayed on until September.
Okay.
The following.
Like, yeah.
2016.
Yeah.
And then it was my senior year of school.
Mm-hmm.
Had an identity crisis. And I was like, I can't do this. And then I was like, I'm going back because I want that discount.
The discount is the best.
Yeah. So I went back for that. It was a grand old time. Won a bunch of prizes because I'm a hella seller. Okay.
Did you win a bunch of prizes this season?
Yeah. I won like 3 or 4 of the contests.
I never gave my paper. I would always.
That's why you didn't.
I always would get distracted and like do something else. The bad thing about working there is it's so small. Uh-huh. So like you can't. Ugh. This is what I was talking about like last episode. Like if you want people to talk to you, because yeah. if nobody's talking to you, you're going to have to be doing something else.
Right.
Or else they will get you.
Oh, it's literally when I got back. So it was like kind of stressful when I left the first time. Uh-huh. So I like was kind of scared, but I was like, it's just a month. I yeah. can do anything for a month.
Yeah.
So I was like on the floor and I'm like, oh God, I'm not talking to anyone. Someone talk to me, please, please. I'm going to get in trouble. And then I looked at all the other holiday hires and they were just like sitting there and I was like, oh, I'm fine.
And it's like people come in, they're like,
but you do have to stay busy there. They are yeah, intense.
They are so. And then I'm thinking about like a place like Williams Sonoma. There's so many places to hide. Mm-hmm. Like you could just hide.
Yeah.
And not work.
Not unless.
Not unless.
Were you a big boy like me? Unless.
You can't hide.
Sorry if that was too loud for your ears. Headphone warning afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
hot,
like
it's hot in there.
It's very hot.
Oh my God.
So there's one vent by the gifts.
By the gift wall. Yes.
And I would be like.
Yeah, but then when Farah was there, it was like nope. That was her corner.
You best get out of yeah. my corner. Listen, now.
I sold so many gifts. The holiday was the best. Yeah. I won like $50 skincare regimen.
Oh my gosh.
I won.
Did you
cookies.
Win the Godiva? The Godiva moisturizer?
No.
Remember that
gorgeous
day?
One?
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
No, that was some other girl. Oh. I don't know who she was. Oh. I saw her like four times, and then she called in the rest.
Oh, okay.
So many people called in. Oh, my God. If y'all are going to be holiday workers at any point in your life, I know that this is not your main priority, but please go to work. Oh, my God.
I called
God.
In twice, and it was like the week of Christmas.
Oh, my God. Were you sick?
Yes, I was.
Were you sick?
I was mentally sick. Okay. Like, I was like, I don't have any, like, yeah. give left in
there
me.
There were so many days where I was like, oh, I could just call in. I was like, no, some mm-hmm. other bitch beat me to it. Yeah. I know it.
Yes. You had to call right at 7 a.m. when
oh,
they
yes,
got there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, working at the mall, there's, like, some hacks.
Yeah.
One of them, and I don't think you knew about this. Like, did I tell you about Lolly and Pops?
Yes, yes.
So Lolly and Pops is a candy store in the mall. Think like Candyopolis, but like more weird.
Yeah. Like, but see, like it has a gimmick, like a 50s gimmick.
I don't know. It is.
They wear really weird.
They wear
outfits.
Really weird outfits. And the store itself is very weird because you walk in, it's all wood, so it's kind of dark.
Yeah, it is.
And
dark.
There's like a candy counter with like some mirrors, and it's like kind of an odd vibe. And then it
it's
gets
like a
really
circus vibe? I don't know.
It gets really narrow.
Yeah.
And there's like two little rooms and then there's like it's like a T shape.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But then all the candy is in bins, so they have to have employees like watching you, cuz you could easily go in just like eat some candy, which I have done. you know me, you know.
Of course.
So they have 10% off for mall employees. And then they have this little deal where you get a jar and you put all your candy in it and you just smush it down.
And you buy the jar one time.
You buy the jar one time and then the refills are like $8 or something.
Yeah, and you shove
You shove the
in
gummy
there.
Bears
you,
down.
Yeah. You fit as much as you can.
The chocolate covered gummy bears were my jam.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but then you bought me some and they were so good.
Yes, they were really, really good.
They were good.
So that's one tip if you are into candy.
Yes.
And at the mall a lot.
For sure.
You also got a discount. I think at Annie Ann's you got like a yeah. large drink for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I would always get lemonade and then I'd be like, this is bad.
Really?
Their lemonade is not tart at all. It's
no,
just
not
like
tart.
Super sweet.
If you're into sweet and just sugar like me, it was good.
I would be getting that Annie Ann's on my breaks, and then I'd be sitting in the massage chair.
Yes, yes.
Hit that massage button, eat my Annie Ann's, go back to work. I didn't like the tea place, even though you get like a discount.
Oh, I never went.
You have a 15-minute break. And this is yeah. one thing that I learned, because I've been in the corporate world for a while. You get one 15-minute break per 5 hours mm-hmm. that you work. That's not a lot.
No.
I'm like, I couldn't even get to Annie Ann's.
Oh, no. And if
back.
There's a line?
No.
Oh,
over.
Nope.
It's over. Nope.
There's not like, we don't have like a back room at Ella. We. I don't work
there anymore. We don't work there anymore.
Not a back room. So if you're in there, talk to the people that work there because they have to. Yeah. They're not like trying to like get in your space. We're just doing their job.
We're not earning commission at all. No, we're not
earning commission. And like, let them put stuff on your skin. You'll feel good.
Yeah.
Buy some stuff. Yeah. Stay in or out. Yes. Okay. They're going to ruin conversion. It's like your mom whenever you're growing up. Stay in or out. In or out. You're letting their out.
Yeah.
Same thing at Lush, okay?
Yes. Tips on going to Lush as a customer. Those are our tips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Main tip, just like let them talk to you. It can be overwhelming, but if you have that one person that's hanging out with you, they'll get you through the whole story. They'll get you through it.
Let's talk about mall food court for a second.
Forget it.
What do you mean?
I'm just over it. You're it's too it. Crazy.
Well,
and it's more expensive there than anywhere else. But the Euro place, they they're family owned. They're so nice.
We love you, but we also love Data Roots. So
we love you both.
What else do we have to say? What else happened today?
Besides being on Bravo.
Nothing. We were on Bravo.
We're
Bravo TV stars.
The man legitimately was like, are they from Bravo? Because apparently we look like somebody that would be on that channel. How crazy is that?
That was like my favorite part.
That was, yeah.
And the fact that he was like, if you want a donut, you can take
it. If you want a donut, you can take one. You can take a donut from the self-serve donut shop.
That was nice. That was good. He also asked about the podcast, and he was like, how do you monetize it? I was like, shit, this is free.
I'm paid in pizza.
I've been paying for this. So I was like, it's just a hobby. And so I didn't have a business card. Sorry, Mom. But I wrote down all my stuff. So congratulations, Uptown Grocery. You move on to the next one. Okay, so yesterday when we were recording about Super Target versus Aldi, Ryan was like, oh, I didn't know that, like, I was the one that was picking. So what we're going to do is it's going to be this round. So these four matchups, there's going to be three more. Me and my guests are going to pick. The next two, so the semifinals, will be Twitter polls. We're still gonna do episodes for them,
but it'll be
Twitter polls, and then the last matchup, like the two grocery stores against each other, will be decided by me and the two guests that I'm gonna have. So
I cannot wait. I know your guests, and I cannot.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
I cannot wait.
It's gonna be good. So, if you have anything to say about this episode, you can tweet me at OKCOverEasy. You can follow Kaylee Henderson on Twitter at Don't look at her likes.
Don't you dare look at those likes unless you want to learn.
Don't at her. Unless you want to learn so much about her. Brooke?
Yeah, okay. It's Kaylee_Brooke. I know it's embarrassing. Kaylee's taken. Kaylee Henderson's taken. My last tweet was about, I chased the ice cream truck by myself.
She actually texted me. She was like, why is the ice cream truck going?
I was like, why is he going 35 miles an hour?
She goes, I grabbed my wallet.
I couldn't even grab my wallet and get outside. I wanted a Bugs Bunny so bad. You know those frozen gumballs are my weakness.
No. That sounds good.
I love those.
That sounds good.
Especially when they're two different colors.
Yes. Woo! That's the dream.
Like, so I get a Bugs Bunny instead of a Ninja Turtle. Because you get the ears. That's more ice cream.
Oh, you know, but you couldn't get to the ice cream truck.
I've been knowing that since 94.
That's amazing. Well, you can follow her there. And I guess that's it for today. So tune in for the rest of the Grocery Gauntlet. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
It was a guy's birthday, so he got to make the first drink.
And
they had their jukebox. So, I mean, it was a really fun and intimate night.
Yeah.
And you got to have four really good drinks. And
that's fun.
And some appetizers. So, I think at this point, I like all the areas that Oklahoma City has, mm-hmm. and I like the ones that I have, but I like bringing those, like, one-off experiences for people.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it like, oh, every week we're doing this. No, I want it to be kind of like, oh, maybe every other month or something like that. And then in January, there was the 5-course meal at Rococo's, mm-hmm. and I called it the Winter Chef Showcase. Ooh. So I would love to do, like, a different showcase every season. So, like, the Summer Chef Showcase where people can... We can go to a restaurant and give a different chef an opportunity to step outside the menu, give you something that's fresh and in season, and mm-hmm. just kind of experiment, and you be there for it. So I really like doing those events. I love the food tour, but I like the fact that...
You can do, like, other stuff,
I can too. Do other stuff, because I was even very narrow-minded with... I'm like, oh, it's called foodie foot tours. Like, we can only walk and eat at these restaurants.
Right,
I
didn't
think... I wasn't trying to think outside the box until someone kind of brought it to my attention. Like, hey, why don't you try and do this? And I'm like, are you sure... But I think because I try and make foodie foot tours about experimenting.
Mm-hmm. Hosted an event at American Propane last month, mm-hmm. and it was all women chefs.
Okay.
Called it Lilith Fair. And it was great. And it was all female chefs and female vendors.
Okay.
So we had coffee makers, tea makers, mm-hmm. everything. And there was such great energy in that mm-hmm. room. And we had students from Francis Tuttle there, and we had... Florence, mm-hmm. From Florence's restaurant there, Florence Kemp. And it's like, I'm sitting looking at this room, and that's where I have the biggest issue in the food world is in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Because and it's not right.
Yeah. I had Shelby Sieg on.
Oh, I love Shelby.
And, that's why I asked her about that. Yeah. And I'm like, I love having that opinion, like getting that opinion from people. Yeah. It's very interesting. And I think it needs to be brought to light, you know.
It does. It needs to be talked about and figured out why that is, mm-hmm. so that we can make progress. I have developed a number of heroes mm-hmm. through these years, mm-hmm. that you know, that you romanticize, you know, what they've done. Can't mm-hmm. help it. And they're almost all women mm-hmm. in this industry. Florence, who I mentioned, Florence.
Yeah.
Kemp, I mean.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about Florence, because I said, what is the one restaurant in Oklahoma City that you don't think that it gets the credit it deserves? And you said Florence's restaurant. I don't think I had ever heard of it, but mm-hmm. once I got on the website, I was like, I've definitely never eaten here, but yeah. I maybe have heard it. So tell me a little bit about and the restaurant.
And that's the whole reason why, is mm-hmm. what you just said, because everyone in Oklahoma should know about Florence. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the food's great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but that's not what's so great about it.
Okay.
I mean, her fried chicken's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And she does several different versions. The candied yams are just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go in and you'll get some kind of chicken or meatloaf or something. I think it's always three sides. You get three mm-hmm. sides, and most people always get two candied yams and then something else.
Okay. So you got to double up on the candied yams.
Yeah, they're just
hot
so
tip.
Good.
Yeah.
But the deal is that she, and Florence is a black woman,
mm-hmm.
she opened her restaurant in 1952 when she was 22
I mean, how,
years old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how
by
hard?
Herself. Yeah.
That must have been so hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And so she's 22 and she's single, and mm-hmm. she says that she opened it on 3 chickens and a prayer. She had no background in restaurants mm-hmm. whatsoever. She just did it.
Yeah.
And she's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's 87, getting returned 88.
Yeah. I love the picture of her on the menu.
And yeah. And she's still there every day.
Yeah.
You know, cooking and tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always like to go a little later in the day because I know when she comes out.
Okay.
You know, like when she okay.
Yeah.
Done for the day. And yeah. I always like to, if I'm there, I always want to see her.
See her and say hi.
Because she just, I mean, people like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pioneer. You're talking about an actual pioneer, a living pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime
in
somebody,
your city.
Yeah, and in you your can, city. And you can go see her tomorrow.
And you can
want.
Pay tribute.
Yeah.
Eat her just, food.
And walk away with some of the best fried chicken you're ever going to have.
Right.
So, yeah.
What an experience.
Yeah. So that's why, even though, you know, they're not like hurting or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And but you didn't know.
I didn't know.
And so everyone should know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should know about Florence and what she did
mm-hmm.
and what she's still doing.
So, yeah. Everyone go visit Florence. I asked you some other restaurant-y questions,
yeah.
and I said, what is one restaurant that you think is overhyped? And
And my answer was broad. It was breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to think, And really, that's what it comes down to, is we've had a big run of restaurant openings.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast restaurant openings mm-hmm. in the last couple of years.
It's been a breakfast moment for sure. Has.
And it's a national thing, too. Mm-hmm. And most of them are actually really good mm-hmm. for the most part. But none of them are better than Cafe Cacao or Cafe Antigua.
No.
So
they're not.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. I know. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about you, Hatch or Hutch or what are you breakfast people? What's the one up in Edmond? They all sound kind of the same.
Neighborhood
Hash,
Jam.
There's, Neighborhood Jam, Hash, Hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Aurora, I will, the biscuits and gravy at Aurora cannot be.
I've been to Aurora, but I don't think I had biscuits and gravy.
You can't quibble. They're phenomenal.
We had Cafe Cacao recently, but one breakfast restaurant that I love is the Red Cup.
It's a great
breakfast place.
Same, another old school. It's like, I don't have a problem with any of these places, mm-hmm. but
It's a lot.
We didn't really need them. We had really great places. I'm mm-hmm. happy to have them. A neighborhood James close to my house. We go there every couple of weeks, I mm-hmm. think. All these places, they're not, like I said, not bad. They're just a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. What's one of your favorite restaurants that isn't around anymore?
Oh man, what did I say?
Trattoria Il Centro,
because there's so many. There's a bunch. Trattoria Il Centro. Okay. Yeah, that's Christine Dowd and Maggie. Oh man, they're that place. It was in the Hightower building, right next to the Civic Center.
Okay, yeah.
Underneath their beautiful restaurant, mm-hmm. wonderful Italian food,
mm-hmm.
and the city just kept digging up there in front of them.
Mm.
And they endured an entire year, mm-hmm. which included like a mistake that had to be that added time.
Yeah.
And as soon as it got done, another plan was announced. And they're just like, okay, that's it for us.
That's hard. Yeah, that's really hard. When did they close?
Oh, goodness. Oh, 5 or 6 years ago now, okay. I want to say. Okay. Yeah. But there's older ones too, like Che closed, but... See, I can't say because oxtail soup is back.
Yeah.
So because I can get oxtail soup, I'm less sad.
I love their oxtail soup. Yes. It is my favorite. I will miss dearly the location of Che and the memories I have had there. It was my favorite restaurant. Yeah. But we went into Che Cafe. It's not too far away from our house. And we were like, it's not the same, you know? And it still has the All About Y'all vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I guess they're doing the brunch on the weekend.
They had some great, we had some great lattes though. There you go. I mean, it was awesome.
Daniel, he's doing big things. So.
Yeah. And I think he's running for county treasurer.
That just had a new baby. Yeah. So his trajectory is
going
good.
Upwards, but you can get oxtail soup at Urban.
That's right.
And